Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We keep reading that unless we increase farm production, we won't be able to feed all the people in the world by 2050. Well, one way to boost food production is to respond to higher prices. The market will tell us. We don't see that now, though. Our farm income is half what it was 4 years ago. Our cost of food as a percentage of disposable income is only 9%. That's a bargain. In Africa, they spend 70% of their disposable income on food. In the United States, only 1% of our people farm. But in Africa, 65% of their population farm. In Africa, they spend $35 billion importing food from other countries, while we export $135 billion worth of food. I expect my corn to yield 200 bushel per acre. That yield in Africa is 20 bushel per acre. The farming business in our country has witnessed dramatic change in my lifetime. A lot of other countries are way behind us. Our industry is driven by innovation, new technology, emphasis on efficiency. Our food industry is so much more than the farm alone. For every dollar spent on food, the farmer gets 7.8 cents, that's all. Well, you ask, well, who gets all that money? Restaurants and food service get 36 cents, while grocery stores take in 12.6 cents. Much of the food we eat is processed, costing 15 cents of the dollar. And there are other costs, too: livestock, distribution, packaging, energy, finance, advertising. The many different segments of the U.S. food industry provide all kinds of services to the consumer. The annual increase in the cost to eat in our country has not kept pace with inflation. We are getting much more efficient and more productive every year. We have a big surplus of corn, soybeans, and milk pushing down prices. Our market economy is telling us to find new markets and cut back production. We'll ride up and out of this valley, hopefully soon. Europe is suffering from drought and a burning heat wave. Our spring planting with heavy rains and flooding will give us a short crop this year. And now, if we can end the trade war, the sun will shine. We have trade talks with China this week. How fortunate we are to have the great food industry that we have. And I'm John Block from Washington.